Clever, clever, a voice said behind them. Rudiger stood, dripping before the waterfall, his knife out, its blade glistening. Doremus, he said, to my side. I have kills to claim. Doremus froze, not knowing what to do. Seraphina, he said. Mother? A whore, like all women, Rudiger shrugged. You did well to grow up without her warping you with her fussing and fiddling. The vampire stood up, slowly. In the dark, her eyes seemed to shine red. I waited for you outside, but only the faithful dog came. The thing that had been Sylvana shrank, her head sinking into its bed of greenery. So I returned. He beckoned with his knife. That's a poor thing, Graf, Genevieve said. Where's your other weapon? Rudiger laughed, as he did at the height of the chase. He tapped his quiver. In with the arrows.
Father, Doremus said, what does this mean?
You don't have to call me that any more.
It was Magnus, Genevieve told him. I saw it in his face. You have his face. Suddenly, Doremus understood his uncle, understood the care he had always bestowed on him, understood the glances he had always given Seraphina's portrait.
He was a good friend, and no more to blame for the betrayal than that fat fool last night, Rudiger said. It was the harlot I married, that was all.
Genevieve had been creeping nearer to Rudiger by inches whenever the Graf was paying attention to Doremus. He didn't know which one to help.
Vampire, Rudiger said. Keep your distance.
Genevieve stood still.
How did you know I did for Magnus? He asked.
The Count was killed with a horn. The mare would have used her hooves as well.
Rudiger smiled. Ah, that's a hunter's observation.
From his quiver, he pulled out his grandfather's trophy.
So pretty, so sharp, so dangerous, he said, looking at Genevieve.
The horn was still red with Magnus's blood.
I couldn't let him take my heir away, Rudiger explained. The name of von Unheimlich must continue, even if the bloodline is interrupted. Honour is more important even than blood.
Doremus knew the Count had been trying to declare himself as his father. When Magnus was wounded, he had wanted him to know, had wanted him to carry the memory.
It was eating him inside, Rudiger continued. He would have spoken out in public, taken you away, taken you for his heir. Now the threat is gone. The family is whole.
Doremus turned away from the Graf and cried for his father.
Chapter 15.